Dan Bowman wants to be a winner today. He's got a race 5, number 3, Mumbles. How's he looking at home?
Probably just depends how good Hawks' horse is, I suppose. If it hasn't come back in as good a order, then we might be able to get over the top of it.
Your best today?
Oh, Mumbles, clearly.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Prince of Caviar in front. Mumbles the outside, mowing him down. He's gone past him, Mumbles, and he's too good.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
No, just a nail there from Dan Bowman. Wooshka. Mumbles was the best and got the chocolates yesterday, and we continue our good run this week. We're back on track. We've got two meetings today, Whitey. We'll see Seymour today and Pakenham tonight.
Yes, we've got the track information for Seymour because Brett Thompson joins us, the track manager. Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a pretty a cool week. What have we got, not so much weather-wise, but track-wise for Seymour?
Track's a good four today. Weather's not too bad, a little bit cloudy, but 24 degrees, so not a bad day.
Okay, and just the specific information, penetrometer and rail?
Penetrometer's 5.18, rail's out 6 metres.
Okay, 6 metres, that's a bit out. Is it all good, the track?
Yeah, all good. Kilmore Cup next meeting on the 24th, so we'll go back in the true for that. But there's still plenty of track out 6 metres.
Fantastic, Brett. Thanks for your time and good luck this afternoon.
No worries, thank you.
Good stuff, Brett Thompson there from Seymour. Let's have a chat to Trent Busserton. He's got a couple running around, one at Seymour, two at Pakenham tonight. Good morning, Trent.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. Race 2, number 8, is a first start-up by Rock and Pop. I must admit, I don't know too much about Rock and Pop. Tfue, a couple of trials. What do you like going into this for Tfue?
She's a watch and see today.
She's fairly inexperienced filly, and she's going to be wanting a lot more distance than today, so she'd be one to watch go around today and see what she does for future reference.
All right, just keep an eye on Tfue there. Race 2 today to Seymour. Packing them tonight, you've got two going around. You've got race 3, number 4, Last Bling, who is a fourth place getter on debut at Mowi a couple of weeks ago, or probably about a month ago now, just about. Why the month between runs, and what do you think today?
Just wanted to space her out a little bit, but I think she's very hard to beat today. I thought she'd be right up on speed at Mowi, and she stepped away slow. Sort of got back and hit the line very strong, so if she can step away with them with a bit of race day experience under her belt, I think she's extremely hard to beat.
Well, I like that. Race 3, number 5, Last Bling at Pakenham tonight. And then you've got Parallax in the next race. Race 4, number 7, was 5th at Echuca about 3 weeks ago over the 1400. We get... So we stay at the 1400 again today. A better chance today?
Yeah, he is. He's a horse I've got a bit of time for. Maybe not today. He's going to get out over a bit of ground, but he was a bit rank and wanted to do things a bit upside down last start, so was a bit worried he'd get a bit keen if we stepped him up to the mile. I thought he would be one at good odds that would run a good race, but he's drawn awkwardly again, so we're going to have to go back and sort of be hitting the line, but the wet track might bring him into play a bit, and you can have something small on him at big odds.
Right, now that's $18 and $4 fixed at tab.com.au at the moment for Parallax. But your best of the day would be?
Yeah, certainly Last Bling. She's definitely the best one today.
Right, that sounds pretty positive. Good luck, Trent. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Trent busted in there.
Trent's talking like it's a $1.50 chance. It's a $3.50 chance.
Yeah, $3.50.
When I just had a check before. Henry Dwyer joins us. Henry, we haven't got a lot of time before the 7 o'clock news. You've got three possibly running today and tonight. What would be your best?
Honourable mention tonight, I'd say. The horse going around at Seymour, he's 2 years between runs and going to need a bit of racing and fitness. Soft track, honourable mention. I wouldn't want it any wetter, but if it sort of stays soft 7 or soft 6 upgrade, then he's going to be hard to beat.
All right, terrific.
Should be hard to beat. That's pretty good, Henry. $6 in the markets. You got a little sneaky piece of that?
What was that, sorry?
You got a sneaky piece of the $6 on offer?
I haven't yet, but I'll be having something on tonight, I'd say.
Righto.
Well, you better hurry up if you're just declaring it this morning.
Good luck, Henry. Always nice to chat. Go get him today.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Henry Dwyer with his best today.
Race 7, number 10.
Race 7, number 10. Honourable mention, $6. And Trent Busserton.
That $3.50's not lasting.
Last Bling, race 3, number 5 at Pakenham tonight. So we're both the best at Pakenham. Race 3, number 5, and race 7, number 10 at $3.60 and $6 each of two. So I would suggest watch them go around and have a great time. If you want to get involved, that's yours to do so as well. After 7 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by Tommy Greer in studio in the Summer Sanctum.